Now we got one more. I don't know, though. I got to tell you something. I am feeling awfully tired.
Yeah.
I think I would entertain a motion that we adjourn and maybe anybody up for that? Well, I can't get any takers, so I guess.
Bob, do you remember that year, Jack? We tabled them.
We just tabled it and went on. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2007-31, Sussex Ventures Incorporated.
It's an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 28 acres into 28 lots using the cluster development concept and located north of Road 485A and east of U.S. Route 13. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments in relationship to this project and the technical advisory committee.
Mr. Chairman, PAC review of November 21st, 2007 is part of the record. We received PLUS's response to the applicant's response to PLUS comments on June 3rd of 2008. On December 3rd of 2008, DelDOTS issued a letter of no objection. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. That's a part of the record. Each of you have a copy of that. April 20th, we received a revised plan addressing comments from TAC and PLUS, and we've received three letters in support. They're from Bruce Wardwell, I pronounced that correct. I apologize. Randy Hill and Bobby Niblett. They're part of the record, and I'll pass those down for your review. And that's all I have at this time, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Murray, I believe you're up again, or are we going to go to Mr. Ward?
Good evening. Try to be brief so we can get out of here. My name is Drew Ward with Sussex Ventures. The project in front of you, South Point Crossing, is proposed as a 28-lot community on approximately 28 acres. The site's located south of Seaford on Easter Lane between 13 and 13A. Being near the town of Seaford, this proposed subdivision is designed to provide, very similarly to the last project, for first-time home buyers and local workers. With Lowe's, restaurants, and shopping nearby, it appears to be a good location for a housing community where the local workforce can raise a family. Subdivision application is requesting to subdivide 28 acres into 28 lots with a cluster design. Cluster design, and Mr. Murray will talk a little bit later on some technical aspects, is superior to that of the conventional subdivision design by leaving approximately 9 acres of open space, over 32% of the site. This open space will allow residents an area for passive recreation as well as providing a buffer between the homes. We feel that the proposed size and density of this project better fits with the overall character of the community than one of higher density and less open space. So the 17 criteria out of 99-9C, they're in our exhibit booklet. I won't bore you with all the details. I will mention a few. We did talk about preservation of open space with a 32%+ of open space. Waters to be from on-site wells. Sewage disposal is to be on-site septic. In your exhibit booklet, we have received a letter of feasibility from DENREC for on-site systems. As Shane mentioned, we do have a letter of no objection from DelDOT on the proposed entrance location. The interior roads are proposed to be built to county specs with an asphalt surface. Speed limit of 15 miles per hour is proposed within the development, has been the practice in other developments we have done. And we are proposing an asphalt walking path on one side of the street to provide for safe pedestrian movement within the community. We have submitted proposed deed restrictions that are enclosed that will provide an attractive, well-maintained community. We do anticipate land home packages from $159,000 and up. Should have a positive effect on the property values in the area. Based on the feasibility and the soil testing, we are going to be doing infiltration ponds to capture the stormwater runoff. We have included in the plot plan a landscaped entrance, proposed bus stop for the city or for Seaford School District, street lighting throughout. And as mentioned earlier, we anticipate homeowners in this community to be nurses, school teachers, and other individuals that are local workforce. We anticipate lot prices, depending on market conditions, to be between $50,000 and $60,000, with homes selling between $159,000 and $189,000. These price points seem to be consistent with the current real estate market trends. With historic low mortgage rates, this subdivision should allow an opportunity for many people who currently rent to purchase a home and maintain potentially the same housing payment while building equity and taking a step towards financial prosperity. The restrictions allow for stick-built and modular homes, but does not allow for any type of manufactured home. Architectural review is provided to maintain styling and aesthetics within the community. We have in the packet have several photos of some houses that we have built in the neighboring areas. We have discussed this project with several local agencies, including USDA Housing, NCAL Research, and Habitat for Humanity of Sussex County. These groups are involved directly in providing guidance and assistance to home buyers looking for a way to purchase a home. It's our hope to work with these groups to provide a community where affordable housing in the Seaford area can be achieved. In closing, the proposed subdivision application is for a low-density, single-family community in a Level 3 development district. This request is for significantly fewer lots than the county code allows. We believe we have positively addressed the criteria in 99-9C of the code. We are planning to form a homeowner association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater areas, and common areas. This subdivision will be a restricted community and will have a positive effect on property values. And we respectfully request that you approve this subdivision application since it meets the criteria for development and will not only keep home prices from escalating in that area, but will provide more affordable housing in Sussex County. Be certainly happy to answer any questions. I want to turn over to John, our design consultant, for some technical aspects of the plan.
All right, sir.
Good evening again. John Murray with Kircher Engineering. Just to briefly touch on a few aspects of the plan, you can see with the development, the open space areas that are provided. If you look in the development packet that that Drew had prepared, you can actually see a copy of this same plan. You can also see a previous version of this site plan that was submitted, the initial version of this plan that was submitted, which showed the same density as what's shown on here, but without the open space. I think there was a question earlier this evening on cluster subdivisions and that they're not much better than what you could typically have. I would disagree, and I think mainly because of what you see here. With the original plan, the only open space that we were providing is essentially going to be used for stormwater management. This area, there's, if I'm not mistaken, 4.39 acres exclusively for open space. That will not be any part of any sort of stormwater management or any sort of buffer in any way, shape, or form. And that are both located in such an area where it's easily accessible from the majority of the units around it. There aren't any amenities planned for that area. It is true open space. What Sussex Ventures is looking to do is to leave it up to the Homeowners Association to come up with a plan or scheme for what they'd like to do with their open space rather than mandating something, coming up with a true plan. The stormwater management for the development will actually be infiltrating structures. We're going to try to do green technologies. Aside from the septic feasibility that was done on the property, there was already a study done for the infiltration or the infiltrating aspects of the soils for stormwater. Our preliminary numbers have found that the areas that we've shown are enough and that they're all what we need to take care of our water quality and quantity needs within the development. As Drew mentioned, we have obtained the letter of no objection from DLDOT. DLDOT has requested an overlay of the existing road from the existing property down to, I believe, 13A. So there will be some off-site roadway improvements that are done. That's all that I have, really, in terms of the technical aspect of the plan. As was mentioned, we do have 32% of the site as open space. So,
all right, sir.
Answer any questions you may have.
Questions. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
Your open space you're describing, is it going to be like a field or grass or? What are you proposing?
Yeah, right now it would just be open field. I mean, the property now is completely open. It was active farmland. It was tilled. So preliminarily, I mean, I don't want to speak for Drew, but I'd imagine that it's going to be, you know, if there's any extra topsoil, it would probably be topsoil spread in that area and seeded. And then it would just be open. So there won't be any restrictions in there in terms of any sort of trees or anything that would limit what they could do with it.
And the homeowner association will maintain this open space, is that correct?
Or if they choose to hire an entity to maintain right. It for them.
It'll be left to them to decide what to do.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And you say that there'll be individual wells and septic?
Correct.
Do we have a septic feasibility?
We do. And I believe yes. That letter's in the packet, yes.
Okay. Right. I don't have any more questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton.
You mentioned the placement of a bus stop, and it looks like it road runs pretty tight right down to the land. Is it planned on going at the end of?
Yeah, the plan was to be at the development entrance. Seeing where it was actually originally placed, we may have issue. We may have to move it back within the development, and that's something that we're going to have to discuss with the Seaford School District in terms of its location. Typically, they won't come into a development if it's not a certain size. This wouldn't meet that criteria. I believe it's around, is it like 50 lots or so? But we may have to move it actually back into the development rather than having it right out by the entrance.
Do you think there's going to be a need for all that stormwater management?
No. Those are the areas we set aside. Now, we have run numbers, but obviously we're not going to have our client incur the cost of doing all the engineering now. We have run the rough numbers on that based on what the soil scientists found with the infiltration rates. And we found that the areas we have at least will be suitable enough. We haven't done any sort of, you know, fine-tuning on the engineering to see how much those areas would be scaled down.
If you didn't need it, you'd turn it into open space.
Yes, obviously. I mean, the developers wouldn't want to have to excavate a stormwater management pond or an area if they don't have to. So it would definitely be left open.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
When would the forested buffer be installed? So all the way across the rear and down that one side of Murdoch Leroy.
We've taken some initiative, and it's already installed currently, to try to get the trees to get to the optimum size, hopefully, so at the time of construction that they're going to be a lot bigger and really provide more of a benefit.
So basically you put your silt fence up on the inside and just leave the area where the trees have been planted alone. So
Yeah. I mean, that's our goal. I mean, rather than getting 6-7 foot trees, we got 3 foot trees and get some establishment hopefully early. And
that's fine.
Get
I just wonder. That's the first. Somebody's done it before you got here. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Mr. Abbott.
Go ahead. No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, gentlemen. See if anybody's here with an interest in your application. Is anybody here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-31, Sussex Ventures Incorporated? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Well, you keep the thing funny anyway, so I like that. My name is Randy Withers. Hey. I own the property. Well, my corporation owns the properties mm-hmm. in front of Easter Lane, and on the other side of Easter Lane, we own, I guess, 17 lots left out there. And he told me that he would pay me a lot of money if I showed up. Now, he's a great, great builder. I've seen the work that he's done. I know some of the builders that he does use, and they do quality work. And I think it would be great to have more decent housing around for people that can afford it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
My name is Walt Baumer. I own the property that's adjacent behind him. I own the 13-acre farm behind him. So I'll be his largest neighbor to his development.
Okay.
I don't really have any problems with his development. He showed me some nice pictures of the houses he's going to be putting in. It's laid out nice. The only concern I had was that I operate a farm back there, and cows and stuff like that smell, and was worried about that. And he's already put it in his deed to correct that problem, so I won't have the issues down the road.
You are protected by the right to farm legislation. You were there first.
Yep.
They got to live with you.
Right, and he's already put it in his deeds. So
being his deeds.
He's
right.
He's so far, he's done everything what he said he's going to do. He's done a nice job.
Okay.
I think it'll be a great development for the area.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else want to speak in favor? Anyone would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-31? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.